plus your game plan's out of date. Your style of coaching is 10 years out of date. Your players have got no skill. How can you explain that you won today?
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about. I've heard the noises in the background, but I read The Australian today and I read the Fin Review. And the Barefoot Investor had some good... It's all hyperbole. And my job's the coach. That's what I do. I've heard it for years. So just to the basics, I thought we tackled and pressured really well. Bulldogs went to a premiership on pressuring and tackling and then sort of exploding away. So look, one swallow doesn't make a summer, does it? But I thought there was a bit to like in there. I'm not sure the game's changed that dramatically in 12, 13 months. In fact, I know it hasn't. So, but it's an opinion business. That's all I go.
Ross, on your way to the game today, did you have any sense at all of what was to come? Under the best case scenario, did you think that was possible for
him? Anything's possible. That's my mantra. That's my mantra to the players when I walked in. I didn't walk in inheriting a premiership team or list. So anything's possible. So, but what you got to do is you've got to be really clear on what you need to do to bring that possibility to life. That's a simple model. What do you want to be? What do you need to do to get what you want? So we hadn't been working as hard as we wanted to around the ball and tackling and pressuring, and that's a hallmark of all the good teams. That fundamental hasn't changed. Collingwood last night at the SCG. Richmond have been out tackling their opposition. So, we just kept it pretty simple. I always believe in my player group. Does that mean I think we're going to win 22 games? No, it doesn't. But those fundamentals tend to... we're in the business of being written off and pumped up. Never as good, never as bad. Tonight proved that.
Is there a specific instruction tonight to try and move the ball a bit quicker and use your round of hands and be a little bit more daring?
No, not particularly. Sometimes it's just the message can get lost. So if you're not winning the ball and you're not tackling, we didn't work hard to get the ball off. It's pretty hard to attack from your D50 the whole time. So, no, not particularly.
What was your message at three-quarter time when it looked like the Bulldogs, the game ascendancy?
Yeah, we spoke about some simple things we needed to do. I thought they did them. We won the ball really well. We broke the tag on Bontempelli. Put all our big mids in there, our best mids. Sandilands, Fife, Mundy, Neil, both Hills on the wing. So we changed it up a bit. We shared the workload all night, so at the end of the night, they were pretty fresh and ready to go. So I thought that was significant. Win the ball, make the tackle, it sort of go forward. And then there's some layers under that, but that's the foundation.
The injection.
Was Mundy starting forward, was that about sharing the load, or did you want to... another tall, experienced target sort of ahead of
them? No, that's about sharing the load, and I don't think we're over-endowed with explosive tall forwards. Clearly we've brought a couple of young guys through, so Mundy and Fife shared that, gave Balick opportunity, gave Connor Blakely. I thought his role on Bontempelli tonight was strong. We really haven't tagged all year. Whether we will or not in the future, I'm not too sure, but the game's inviting that back in with less rotation, so... I thought Waller and Logue and Balick, they did some good things and they learned. So there's some, I thought Brady Gray's pressure, right, if you're talking about the new guys in. I thought Hamling stood up tonight. You know, and some of those guys that missed a lot of footy, like Fife and Sanderlands and Johnson, are coming to hand a little bit. So, yeah.
Do you think a faster and smaller lineup made you more dangerous?
Well, it tends to, if you're faster and smaller, make you a bit more dangerous. So, look, it wasn't easy dropping John Griffin, but we thought teams are carrying them, not carrying them, playing too. But we just thought for where we're at, we just wanted to change it up a little bit.
The Bulldogs seem to have built a wall across the centre line in the third quarter that your guys struggled to get past.
Yeah.
What did you change to work past that wall?
Well, sometimes you can invite the pressure with too much handball. It's about handballs breaking the lines or handballs going around in a circle and inviting pressure. So they're a great swarming team, aren't they? So we just thought we handballed four or five times around our half-back line when we should have kicked the ball forward. Really simple. It's not rocket science. So everyone wants to make it rocket science, but sometimes it's just kick it forward. And I thought we just started kicking it forward.
Ross, the last quarter of year three, big midfielders, Hill, Mundy and Fife, in particular, they seemed to really stand up when the game went on the line.
Well, we put Lachie Neal in there as well. So Lachie was starting forward, but he was really a midfielder. So that was the mechanic. Walters was pushing forward. So, yeah, I thought Stephen Hill was pretty good. I thought Fife was pretty good all night. But I think when you get him in as a collective, but you need to share the load. So that was a really good lesson for all of us tonight.
There was a significant drop in the crowd numbers tonight, no doubt, on the back of last week. Would you hope a performance like this will win a lot of people back?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Could you get that sense that seeing the youth now and whatnot, it will excite a lot of fans?
I don't know what people think.
Ross, has the third man up rule had a different effect to what you thought it might on ruck contests? We're seeing teams go with fewer ruckmen. Geelong often barely plays a ruckman, and you went with one pure ruckman tonight.
Well, I haven't had a look at the opposition. Who did we play last week? Port. Yeah, there's one, and there's always a tall forward. I think Boyd and Campbell and those are pretty big guys, aren't they?
No, I was just saying, you cutting down to Aaron and then sort of Michael Johnson doing backup.
I think it's horses for courses. We could play two next week. We just felt they're an enormous running team, and for where we're at and the structure of the team and who needed to come in and who needed to go out. That was just a decision. That doesn't mean we'll go that way all year. Because there's times you really need to. And I think, in fairness, you wouldn't want to be the ruckman playing forward when you're not getting the ball off the opposition much. There's not much easy turnover goals and opportunities coming. It was all from our D50. So, look, I thought we eradicated our D50 turnovers. Either way you cut it, round one and round two, we were turning the ball over back of centre that we'd never done previously. We did it last year, so that makes it really hard to feel good about yourself. So sometimes it's simply just cutting out some of those turnovers.
Ross, in hindsight, if you could have your time again, would you start the season with a younger team like that?
No, I don't live in the past. Can't keep looking backwards. No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Is that the best your new forward line has looked, you think, this year? Or is it just a case of opportunity?
No, I still thought we slaughtered some simple opportunities when we have free players out. I always say it's won and lost in the midfield. We didn't put much midfield pressure on last week. Tonight we put a lot on. We gave our backs an opportunity. Someone I respect in the game I spoke to, he said everyone wants to talk about this, talk about that. Sometimes it's just working around the ball and the contest a bit fiercer, and then your backs look like they can defend, your backs look like they can run, your forwards look like they're pretty good. Sometimes. But I don't know. He was two-time grand final coach, premiership coach, so I thought that's a pretty good point.